It's difficult to define exactly what is meant by maltreatment, but what is very striking, particularly from the research undertaken by my colleague Sarah Jaffe, that physical punishment, corporal punishment, and maltreatment are two very different things. They work differently in terms of genetic and environmental influences, and they work differently in terms of risks. So that maltreatment is not just, as it were, a severe variety of corporal punishment. It involves using punishment as a way of getting rid of your own anger rather than as a considered disciplinary act. It is a very different phenomenon. Now, for a whole variety of reasons, I think it is undesirable to be hitting children. It's not a good way of disciplining them. But it is different from maltreatment. The problem is that that same study by Sarah Jaffe showed that those who regularly used corporal punishment were more likely to escalate into maltreatment. And one can sort of see why. If you're constantly dealing with tensions and crises by hitting out, then, of course, it's likely to get out of hand at some point. What she is pointing out is that this is a particular risk group and that it is likely that if one could change the behaviour of the parent and the style of interaction with the child, it would have beneficial effects. Now, there are a whole series of behavioural treatments developed by people such as Carolyn Webster Stratton, Jerry Patterson and others, which do work. So her point is not that you should use this approach or that approach, but rather in deciding when to intervene, this is a group that have a particularly high risk and this is one where you should place your main attention.